Hello, Jashang.
Hey, good morning, Nick. It's Tom. How are you?
Hey, Mr. Tom, what's shaking, buddy?
Not too much. How you doing today?
I'm flying high, man. We had, well, Penn State destroyed Purdue, but we were, I guess they were kind of expecting that, though, right? 49-10.
That wasn't a that wasn't a bad victory. Jeez.
Yeah, that was a shellacking, man. That was it almost got to the point where it was unfair. I'm going, all right, this is getting ridiculous. I mean, I like to see him win, but it was like I was feeling bad.
Those
for
games
him.
Aren't, yeah. Those games aren't always the most fun to watch.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, it was like they,
well,
it was just like I felt so bad. The stands were empty. I'm going, oh, look at this, man. They started the bus after halftime. I said, look at this shit. I said, they were there was mass exodus out of that freaking stadium. I'm going, what a nightmare. I don't like to see it. I like a close game. I like my team wins, but I prefer a close game. I would rather have a close and a victory than just a full-out blowout.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
But, hey, you know
yeah.
what? You'll take those two. You know, you don't have to sweat anything out. You know, you got a nice, easy
yeah.
victory. No worries.
Nobody got hurt. That's the whole thing. So that was pretty relaxing, though. But, yeah, other than that, though, we had a good win on Saturday. And then Sunday, I was busy all day, man. I was down at the Wildwood. New Jersey all day. My freaking kid had competitions here down there, so we were freaking the convention center down there. There was a million freaking girls running around screaming. It was a freaking nightmare. But I got through that and then back to work on Monday.
Doesn't
so
feel like
it was,
that
yeah,
much
it was
of
a hectic
weekend.
Oh, man, it's just, it's, I told my wife, it's just, you know, I'm, very few dads go, and I'm one of the, I'm trying to think, two other dads that go pretty regularly on a team of like 25, 30 girls, but I tell my dad in here, I says, you go to these competitions, all these girls do is cry. They cry if they win. They cry if they lose. They cry if the routine's, you know, not what they think. All they do is cry. It's like, oh, my God, so annoying. It's ridiculous. But, I mean, things could be worse, man. I was telling Pop, not that there's anything against it, but there's a couple of traveling teams, man. They had the, like, the boy cheerleaders on the squad, and, you know, the one guy's, like, you know, wearing, like, spandex and shit.
Oh,
you
God.
See him come off, and the dad, you see
oh,
the dad gives
son,
the son the high five. There's, like, 12 or I'm going, oh, he's all free skating, he's all bedazzled with face paint. And I'm going, oh, God. I'm like, all right, it could be worse. It could be worse. It could be worse.
Right.
Pretty,
just, yeah, keep in mind, you're going to see your daughter at a cheerleading competition.
Exactly.
That's a good thing.
The norm. Nothing, hey, listen, nothing against it.
Right,
I was
right.
With them. I said, shit, if I could do it over my high school, I had a cheerleading team of guys, shit, I think I might have joined. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. I'm serious. There's like 500-800 cheerleaders running around. It's
right.
Like,
you've got the,
few,
yeah, you've got the,
a few
in
boys.
The, you've got the in with the girls right there.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they actually like girls, but I mean, it's, you know, they're real friendly anyway, so it's hysterical. But that's always interesting to see, though. But I must say, the teams that had the boys on them were actually really, really, really good. I mean, they were no joke. They weren't like scrubs. They were all athletes as far as like gymnasts doing crazy, you know, crazy flips and spins. So they're gymnasts. I'll give them that.
Mm-hmm.
So fun to watch. But yeah, I'd rather watch my daughter though. But they won though. They won first place in grand championship in their division. So I was excited for them.
Wow, that's awesome. Congrats.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like a national qualifier or whatever. So I don't know. It was exciting. They were happy. Then they all took pictures on the beach for the yearbook and creds for school. It was exciting for them. So they all got ribbons and medals and banners and all this crap. So it was fun for them. The kids had a lot
about.
Of fun.
So now do they travel anywhere else for nationals?
Well, now they go to this place Kingsway, which is again south of here. But no, I don't think they'll follow up because in order to, like, so basically they win the qualifiers. So like if they want to continue, they continue. But the girls that we have, we've got like four or five seniors that after this year are done. So I don't think they're really going to – I think it's more or less bragging rights right now because the teams come from all over. There's like high schools. There's like other like more organized cheer teams that basically that's all they do is cheer. They're like I don't know what you call it. I guess
like
they're
a
like
travel,
cheer
like
clubs,
a travel
if you will.
Team?
Yeah, they're travel clubs, whatever. So they, like mm-hmm. I said, they won a division, which is nice, and they could represent if they wanted to like continue it. But no, I don't think they're going any further. Some of the other meets are down in Florida and Maryland. I'm like, yeah, I'm not. You know, for what? Like that's like, you know, you're not going to college for cheer, man. I'm done. So again, for this year, it'll be bragging rights because I don't think this team has won anything like that in the school. So obviously, they'll probably do something again in the yearbook. They'll hang up all the banners and shit. It's actually pretty impressive, which is pretty cool. I mean, it's a you know, it's like a main stage, if you will. So it's not like at a high school gymnasium. It's actually a big convention center. They got a huge stage, backdrop, and You know, it's got all the digital boards and stuff. So it was kind of a big deal. So they took it up. Apparently, their coach this year, I think it's the second year of my daughter's high school, she was a competition cheerleader, so she wanted to kind of push the issue of, like, getting the team up to snuff, which I think she's accomplished. Like I said, for them to go and win was pretty impressive. Mm-hmm.
So she's right. She,
I was happy.
She's in for the competition of it and wants to go.
Exactly. I care about, Tom, is they catch my kid after they throw in the air. That's the only thing I give a shit about. Win, lose, or draw.
You've got one of the Flyers, huh?
I got one of the Flyers. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
My sister was one of those. My dad was always sweating bullets on that, too.
Oh, yeah. Nerve-wracking, man. Nerve-wracking. But she loves it. So now at least next week is the last travel. Then she does fall cheer for basketball, but then she doesn't do any of the high aerial stunts. Thank God. It's just routines where then I can relax for, I guess, the remainder of the year. I think she gets a couple of weeks off, and then they actually train all summer for fall cheer for football next year. So it goes from one to the other. But I like the fact once she gets out of competition, I don't have to deal with the flying anymore until for like another 6 months. That's, you know. But now four or five of the girls are leaving, and one of the other girls is a main flyer. So I'm assuming my kid's got to pick up the slack for some more, the even more advanced stunts, which I don't like the shit she's doing now, let alone some of the little bit more advanced stuff. I'm going like, boy, I'm not happy, man.
She's
so little.
19 times in the air, you know, on their
Yeah,
account.
She's always top of the pyramid. They got these crazy things that they erect, and they do all this, and she's so tiny. So when I was watching, showing Pop the video, she's always at the top of the thing because she's the smallest. So I'm like, whoever's at the top, that's her. You know, it's like they form all this crap. Like, there she is, there she is. Then they go out on the beach, and they're doing all these crazy stunts. I'm going, she's at the top here. She's at the top over there. I'm going, hey, put her down. I don't like it, man. She gets a kick out of it, but I don't like it. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I just want her to come home safe.
I can see where you could be worried on things like that.
Yes. Yeah. But like I said, we got through it, which was ideal. Now we're back, 12 o'clock, and actually nothing's going on, man. This not since the weekend. I don't think anybody showed anything. I don't think anybody came in. We had a pretty slow week this week. I don't know how you guys were, but we were pretty quiet.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? We're ramping up here, so hopefully.
All right. Well, we had a strong year, though, so I really can't complain. I mean, we did some good business this year.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, diamond-wise, we're doing real well. I mean, last year, of course, there were a couple of the bigger stones that sold those naturals.
Yeah, a couple
of
whoppers.
That inflated last year.
Yeah. Right. But they're the unicorns, man. You don't get them too often, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. So, but like I said, the bridal's doing well though, so I can't complain. So everybody's getting different calls, and you know you're in the rotation, man. So you're doing good.
Well, very good. Well, I appreciate everything from you guys.
Yeah, man, it's cool. So like I said, Jimmy just left. Renee's on vacation, so it's just me and Pappy here.
Okay.
But I don't think we got anything percolating. But when Jimmy comes back, if he has any questions or if anything comes up, I'll give you a holler back a little later on this afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, also, I was just going to ask if you could do me a favor, Nick. There's a handful of items from October that I had sent over. I was just looking to get those back this week, and then I was going to put together a package of replacements for you today to have in your office tomorrow. We're just trying to get back all of our goods from October this week.
Sure. Got to clean it up for sure. All right, cool. Well, I will make a note for Jimmy, and I'll have him put that together. In fact, we got a couple packages we got to make today for other vendors that were sending some repair work out and whatnot for some specialized stuff. So as we're making packages, we'll put one together for you, and we'll get you that stuff back.
That works. Yep, and you can expect
All right, Mr. Tom. I appreciate the phone call, my man. I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Sounds good, Nick. Have a great day.
You do the same, bud. I'll talk to you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, pal, bye-bye.